This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it is Wednesday, and yes, I'm still scratchy, but that means it's time to speak with the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. Good evening.
What's up? How are you, Bill?
I'm good. How are things in Wisconsin? How's the lockdown going there?
Oh, it's good. We got about 2 feet of snow.
So now, what happens in Wisconsin when you get 2 feet of snow? Because around here, if you got 2 inches of snow, we'd be locked down anyway.
The snow plows come, and you got to snow blow your driveway and sidewalk.
Yeah. That's all that happens there. Life goes on like nothing happened.
That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's everywhere but the southeast.
A snow bunny. We built an Easter snow bunny, Pixie and I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was about 5 feet tall. We had to basically throw the head up there. We couldn't reach.
Yeah, I was wondering how you guys would get the head up there if it was any size bunny at all. You ought to put that on Instagram.
It was legit, but we had a bad storm again that night, so it blew over. So then it was a dead snow bunny.
a beheaded snow bunny?
A dead snow bunny. It was
dead.
It's literally laying on its side on the ground now.
Winter is so harsh on everything, including snow bunnies. So it looks like it's beginning to look like, I know what you want to talk about, but it's beginning to look like they may be beginning to start to loosen things up. Have you thought about doing with one? I know you've got a little bit of swag going with 180 training, but I think the default that everybody's going to go to is if you don't want to social distance and if you want to go back to work, you got to wear a mask.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly an airborne illness either.
It isn't, but a lot of people are afraid. Yeah, a lot of people are afraid of it, though. They're afraid of it, and, you know, I don't know, maybe you ought to come out with some 180 training latex gloves and 180 training masks. And then you can go back to work. You can start training people again.
Yeah, well, as soon as they open up the ranges, I will be. In the meantime, I'm just doing online video reviews, so people send me a video of their movement, and I run it through my app and give them feedback, so I'm able to draw angles and talk over the video and slow things down, pause them. It's actually a really cool app. Max Michelle came up with it, so I just run things through his app and send them back, give them their feedback, and give them some drills to work on.
You ought to do your own app on that and do that, because that would give you two ways to train people. You could train them in person, and for those who can't make it, you could, you know.
Well, I had a guy working on an app because there are some changes I'd like to make. Max has a really great app, but there are some changes I'd like to make to it. So I had a guy in Australia who makes apps, was working on it. Well, that guy got a girlfriend, and it just kind of went down the toilet. You know how it goes when you get a new flame. So I'll have to find someone else who has the time to make the app.
I've been married almost as long as you've been alive. So I know that there is things that happen when you do get a new girlfriend, but it's been a while.
Yeah, so if anyone out there likes to make apps, let me know. I've got a plan I've got the algorithms already made up, got everything ready to go. Just need someone to do it.
Y'all be calling people GAT.
GAT?
GAT.
Like the GAT man?
GAT marketing.
GAT who?
GAT marketing.
GAT marketing.
Yeah. I mean, they know you. They know who you are. And, I mean, they do stuff with Steve. And, I mean, they, you know, they'd be down for doing that. They're,
don't they work with Nancy from Tough Products?
Yes.
Yeah, I did meet him at SHOT Show. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, maybe I should give him a ring.
Maybe you should.
Get that app rolling.
Get that app rolling, and then you could conceivably be teaching two classes at one time.
Well, it's basically what I do, so I'll go be on the range all day teaching my class, and then get back to my hotel room and sit and do video reviews until bedtime.
Just train. Okay.
Yeah,
I get it. Now, I'm just curious because, you know, we were just hanging out in Vegas a few months ago, and Marco was in Vegas, and is Vegas like a ghost town right now?
Yeah. Everything's shut down.
That would be a spooky drive down the strip, wouldn't it?
What?
That would be a spooky drive down the strip.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he said it's really creepy, all the lights are off and everything.
Wow. I need to call him up and get him to take some video and send it to me. I'd just like to see that. Just like to see that. But is his shop
booming.
They're booming.
They're considered an essential business. Gun shops are essential businesses, so they're open and it is booming. Everyone's trying to get guns. Like I told you, people are even buying these $8,000 race guns, not even knowing what it is, just because it's the only thing they can get. All the Glocks are sold out. All the basic guns are sold out.
Yeah.
So they're buying whatever they can get their hands on.
Gotcha.
They don't even know what they've got.
With the guns that they, like, I'm sure they have some 38 super guns they sell. Do they sell the ammo to go with it?
Yeah, they have the Limcat, the custom Limcat. They're really nice. But yeah, it's 38 super.
So I've been thinking
probably buying them and not knowing what kind of ammo they need.
I've been thinking about Vegas, and I've just been wondering if it was shut down. But I mean, that would be so everything. I mean, I can't imagine how many people are out of work on that strip.
Oh yeah, that'd be rough.
Anyway, I hope we come out of this quick and everybody can fire that back up. And so you can fire it back up and get back to it and do your thing and everything else. And all this.
I'm a little stir crazy. I think a lot of people are.
I am. I've been watching Steve's Instagram, where Steve Fisher turns out to be like a gourmet chef, which apparently his first love. And for some reason that has triggered some of the most bizarre dreams. That, I mean, most of the time my dreams don't make any sense anyway, but some of the most bizarre dreams, just watching I saw that, and I don't know. I mean, I've changed my diet just because of that.
Steve told me he's down about 36 days of work, so 11 classes, and I'm down probably about the same. So we're kind of in the same boat. I've been doing a lot of cooking, too.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
I don't know. We're heading into the first break now. You got your book that came out. What's the name of the book?
Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, available on Amazon.
This is a book that is, it looks like a text for a kinesiologist, a martial artist, and a shooter combined. And this, it shows you different things and different exercises you can do to make the movement work better. To make it work the way Keita teaches it. And then, of course, your new website is?
It's 180firearmstraining.com.
All right. We'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about vision training with Keita. This is Lock and Load.
not done. But I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. What is, and before we get into vision training, I have a request. You ready?
I'm ready.
When, that packable jacket that you have on your website?
Yeah.
The next time you order the... No. I don't care what color it is. You know, I'm colorblind. That part I don't care about. Unless I'm wearing my special glasses, which I did wear and get to look at Keita. So I know Keita has good colors, I guess. But anyway, besides that, you know, could you get a triple XL the next time you order those?
I'll see what they've got. I've also just had a request to get them in black because right now I have them in yellow. My colors for my business are black and gold or black and yellow. So I'll have to get those in black and I'll see if they've got a 2XL.
Well, I mean, if you got a triple XL in yellow, I'd wear that too.
All right.
So anyway, all right.
I'll check it out.
What is vision training?
Vision training. So I've done a lot of research on, actually it's into Joan Vickers' research on the quiet eye. So I think it was in the 70s or so she started studying this. She's a kinesiologist. I believe I've talked about her before on the show. And I referenced her first book on the quiet eye in my book on vision training. But now I just got her next book. It's called Perception, Cognition, and Decision Training, The Quiet Eye in Action by Joan Vickers. I'm about halfway through it, but some really interesting stuff. And I was really excited because there was a theory that I had that I could not prove without having glasses to put on shooters to track their eye movement.
Okay.
But it turns out she's actually done some studies on my theory, and she has already proven it. So my theory was this. When you're watching the top shooters in the world engage a target, before they finish engaging the target, their eyes are actually beginning to move off the target to the next one without dragging their shots off of the target. Have you seen what I'm talking about?
I have, yes.
So typically with a newer shooter or intermediate, even high level that's not an elite shooter, if they start moving their eyes off the target, they're going to drag their shot off the target because you go where you look. But at these highest levels, they're able to process so quickly that once they look at the target and they get the feedback that they need from their vision, that feedback puts their body into sort of an automatic mode where their body just responds. So once they've looked at the target, gotten the feedback they need, they're in that mode where it's just their body responding to the feedback they already have. So they can move their eyes on to whatever's next, and their body will follow through with the motions of engaging the target.
So how do you... That's fascinating. How do you break it down and look at it and say, okay, you're actually coming off the target with your eyes a little too fast? I mean, how do you break down that movement? Do you have to film them in slow motion or what?
So she did it with other sports. She did not do it with shooters. She did it with basketball players and golfers. So she set up a scenario in basketball where they had a screen blocking off the basket. So they couldn't see the basket until after they jumped to take a jump shot. And then the shooters were also wearing glasses that would block out their vision. So they only had a really short period of time to see the basket between jumping over the screen before the glasses turned off their vision. And it turned out it was just enough time they could still easily make the shot because at that point they already received the visual input they needed for their body to respond, and the rest was just their body following through on the action.
All right.
Same thing with golfers. So when she tracks their vision just as they're shooting baskets or golfers as they golf, once they've already taken aim, during the time that their body is responding, they're not looking at their target anymore. So if you track the eye movements of basketball players, they look at a very small spot on the front of the rim. They take their shot, but after they've gotten their aim, their eyes actually move to whatever's next, whether it might be another player coming into their line of vision or wherever they need to move to next. Or for a golfer, they're actually looking somewhere on the green. They're not looking at the ball or the hole. They're just kind of looking off somewhere sort of in the distance after they've taken the aim during the time that their body is simply responding. So even though the study has not been done specifically on shooters, in other sports, it's been proven that at the elite level, you don't have to keep your eyes on the target after, during and after the time you're actually taking the shot.
So, and what you're doing is an interesting approach because I've seen this happen in the martial arts where the martial arts will look at other disciplines that have the same sort of movement, but you train differently because this is sort of highbrow for gun instructors, shooting instructors to consider, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and it depends. It really does depend on your skill level. So I've seen shooters who are not at that level, and if they were to do that, then they would be dragging their shots off the target. So if you're not at that level, then instead what you need to look for is the recoil. As soon as your sights begin to lift off the target, that's when you transition to the next target. And you can push that to different levels. So at first you say, okay, as soon as you see your sights begin to lift off the target, that's when you can snap your eyes to your next target. And then you can get that closer and closer and closer to the very first movement of the sights lifting until you get to the point where you know that your trigger press is perfectly straight, your grip is perfect, all of your fundamentals are perfect, and your body is just responding because fundamentals for you are still fundamental. You don't have to think about it.
Hang on right there, if you would be so kind, and we'll be right back. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, as we are learning about vision training. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's freeze on U.S. funding to the WHO is not going over well around the world, mainly because the United States picks up a lion's share of the funding. But according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, the president's move was the right one to make.
Although the WHO does much fine work with its professionals and its doctors,
I don't think that it can operate in an effective manner to aid countries as long as you have Dr. Tedros and some of the other senior officials there.
For the two-year budget cycle of 2018 and 2019, the United States government did give the WHO $237 million. The next closest country is Great Britain at $43 million. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill facing pressure to add more money to the small business loan program as it's projected to be out of money by Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. We've been learning about vision training. Now, is this something you're going to try to incorporate? Is there some way for you to do this? Or?
So I already incorporate the quiet eye training in my class. I don't have the fancy glasses, so I have to actually stand in the peripheral peripheral vision of the person shooting and watch their eye movements. And what I want to see is less eye movement. So if I tell you to look at a target, your eyes are naturally going to jump around between multiple focal points all over that target to take in the image. But if I tell you to aim at a spot on that target, then the size is going to shrink down the size of the focal points your eyes are jumping between. So you want to focus on less points. You ideally want to only focus on one tiny point on a target rather than having your eyes jump all over the place. And with newer shooters, their eyes are jumping all over the place. With elite shooters, they have 1 to 2 focal points. as their spot on target.
Now, is that something that could be done virtually? Could you train virtually that way?
It can. So in the book, they talk about these glasses that you can wear that occludes your vision periodically. So you have to get your eyes from one target to the next target in between when it turns off your vision and turns it back on. So let's say you're looking, you have two targets set up. You're looking at one and you can see, and then it shuts off. And before it turns back on, you already have to be looking at the next target.
Right.
And then you can change the frequency of that to push you to do it faster, depending on how long the quote unquote blink phase is. So they call it the occlusion period.
Right. It just seems like there would be, it would be an easier way to teach if you could do it virtually versus having to set up the setting up this huge apparatus outside. I presume they have it where you can actually really do all this stuff like they do with the basketball players, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's just very expensive to get the equipment. And I've gotten, you can also, if you know what you're looking for, you can also see it by watching someone else's eyes and give them feedback. But it is very beneficial for them to see their own eye movements by having them be tracked. So what these other goggles do is it records what the person is seeing, and then it tracks their eye movements. So there's a little dot where their focal point is that moves around, and you can see all the different places you're focusing on. So let's say a bad guy with a gun comes into the room. The first place, what's the first thing you're going to look at?
Probably the bad guy, right?
What was that?
I mean, if you're coming into a room and there's a bad guy in the room, is that what you're asking me? What's the first thing you're going to find or see?
Yeah, or if you're, let's say you're in a gas station and a guy comes running in with a gun, what's the first thing your eyes are going to be drawn to?
Probably the gun, right?
The gun. Is that where you want to shoot him?
No.
No, you don't want to shoot him in the gun. So your eyes are going to jump between multiple focal points. So it's going to track your vision and show you all of the different places that you look. Now, you can compare that to a video of an elite shooter who is put in the same situation, who has been trained not to look for the gun, but to look for, say, a button on the guy's shirt or the spot they actually want to aim at. You will see far less focal points, less movements of their eyes. They'll focus on less places before they get to that spot. There might be one or two versus 25 for someone who hasn't trained in it. But once you see this video of your eye movement compared to this elite shooter's eye movement, you can see what you're doing wrong, and then that's called decision training. So you're going to decide, after seeing these two videos side by side, which things you want to work on. So it might be, you're going to pick less focal points. You're just going to hone in on that one, the one spot you want to actually look at.
Right.
The other thing they do is they keep their focus there longer before they shoot, and that increases accuracy, and it also helps calm them down, and it sort of slows down time for them.
Now, are you doing this already?
I do, yes. I do the quiet eye training in my classes.
So I guess I need to figure out when all this is done. Now, when you have a student going through this and they're doing it, if they're doing it virtually, can you see what they're doing as they do it?
Now, that I don't have the virtual equipment.
Right.
The quiet eye training that I do is me watching their eyeballs and watching for extraneous movement. So I can tell them if their eyes are jumping all over the place or if their eyes are very focused. And I purposefully put myself in their peripheral vision to see if that pulls their vision away from the target or if they're able to maintain focus even though they see me pop into their periphery. So that's sort of an added test. If someone's really doing well,
it's
then
cheating.
I'll purposely
it's cheating.
Do that just
cheating,
to see if it'll pull their vision away.
You're cheating. You're cheating on them. You're cheating. That sounds. Well, I was going to say I've never heard of this before. I've never heard of this kind of degree to detail, trying to work the other systems that go with the gun besides trigger hand, trigger finger, grip, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's so much that goes into it. The rabbit hole is deep. So another thing I've done, and it's a drill that's in my book, is called the distraction drill. So you have a buddy shoot at the same target as you, and they're trying purposefully not to shoot the center of the target while you are trying to shoot the center of the target. So you have to know that you're pulling the trigger properly, you have a good grip, your aim is good, all those things, and not lose your focus as you're seeing these holes appear in the target in places you're not aiming at, and not allow those holes or the distraction of the gun going off next to you to pull your attention off of your spot on the target.
Okay.
So then I watch their eyes as they're doing this, and I'll see their eyes go to a hole on the target and then back to their spot as they refocus. And I'll tell them how many times they've done that. So then we have to decrease the number of times that happens.
How long does this kind of training take? How long does it? You know what? Don't answer that because we're coming up on the break, and I don't want to interrupt you. I'll ask these questions when we get back. The name of the website is?
180firearmstraining.com.
I presume they have training now. I'm not going to ask you this question. Do you have schedules up for later in the year already?
I do. I have some, of course. Things are moving around, kind of like kicking a can down the street.
Right.
With the corona.
Gotcha. And the name of the book is?
It's Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, they're the home of the binary trigger, the Salute line, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. I mean, it just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We have been speaking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, who is, I was completely unprepared for this today. When you said vision training, I was like, okay, what is this going to be? Completely unprepared for this. I'm impressed. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so the vision training that I do, basically by the end of the class, I want them to be able to feel what it feels like when they have only one or two fixation points, when their eyes aren't jumping all over the target. They're not just looking for brown, they're looking for a spot on the brown. I want them to become familiar with what that feels like so they can pre-program it. Then I have them pre-program it on a stage, and they're always amazed at how they just automatically look only at that spot on the target like nothing else exists once they've learned how to do it. So I don't want them to necessarily be able to do it perfectly every time, but I want them to know what it feels like so they know if they're doing it properly in practice.
Now, is this more of a real-world training than it is, say, competition?
It's for both, really, because, like I said before, the first thing your eyes are drawn to is the gun, and then you have to refocus your vision somewhere else, and that takes time, and that time is very precious when someone's got a gun pointed at you.
Yes.
And I actually, in Steve Fisher's class, he had targets where it's a guy who looks like Chris Costa holding a gun, and we were supposed to shoot the target. And I'm used to shooting the IPSC USPSA brown cardboard targets. I'm not used to shooting a target where they have a gun in the hand. And it was the craziest thing. My first shot went right into the gun instead of the center of the target. Not that I can't hit the center of the target, but I just wasn't used to that extra distraction. And I saw firsthand how my eyes went straight to the gun instead of the spot on the target I wanted to engage. It was very interesting. And Steve got a good laugh out of it.
I'm sure. I'm sure. One of the things I'm...
Like, you know, what are you doing, white girl?
Since I got the Chambers pistol, and the Chambers pistol is the first gun I've ever picked up where it just is hitting where I'm looking, I've decided to slow things down. I'm actually, I don't know if you've ever seen video of me shooting, but I can shoot fast, right? But I'm not shooting fast in the way that Steve shoots fast, because when Steve is shooting fast, it looks like a really tight pattern shotgun blast.
Yeah.
It's a fist-sized hole. If I'm shooting steel about the size of a dinner plate, if I'm backing up 15 yards, excuse me.
He grips it like a Yeti.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been to his class and I grip it like a Yeti now, so, but the thing is, when I grip it like a Yeti, I can't shoot it as fast as he can. I can't shoot as fast as I do.
That is because you're gripping too hard with your right hand to the point that it's impeding the motion of your trigger finger. So you're having a sympathetic response in your trigger finger from the rest of your fingers in your right hand gripping it hard.
Right.
So instead, you can think of it more as leverage instead of just, you know, gripping the piss out of the gun with both hands as hard as you can.
Strangling the gun.
Right. So if you are applying an upward pressure to the bottom of the trigger guard, then in turn you will apply a downward pressure just below the beaver tail. So the way the gun recoils is up and down, and that's going to fight the up and down recoil. The gun doesn't recoil left to right, and if you're squeezing left to right, that's not going to do anything for you as far as recoil.
Right.
So upward pressure on the trigger guard, and in turn that will push up under the beaver tail.
I'll have to work on that. I may have to call you and take some notes on that one when I'm not running a bunch of boards and flashing lights and everything else. That's interesting. I had never thought of that.
Kim made a great video on this. It's on Vimeo for $20.
Who did this?
Quantic Kim. It's Hwansik.
Right.
Kim, K-I-M. He's Korean and wants to eat my dog because he thinks she looks delicious. But he made an excellent video on how to grip a gun properly using leverage, so you still have the ability to move your trigger finger aggressively.
I don't know if I like him if he wants to eat your dog.
Well, he has an American wife now, so she said he's not allowed to.
Okay. Okay, that I can, I guess I can allow that one. What I'm saying is that when I'm shooting fast, you may as well take my combined technique when I'm shooting fast and wad it up and throw it into a dumpster and douse lighter fluid on it and light it, because it's just a dumpster fire when I'm shooting fast. Now I can hit the target. I can hit the target, but I'm not hitting the target precisely, right? And that's what I want to work on, is the precision part of it. When I'm shooting fast, because of my, I have arthritis that comes and goes in my hands, and sometimes when I'm shooting fast, my trigger, the thumb on my trigger hand actually begins to pull away from the gun.
That's okay. So, you don't want to apply pressure with your thumbs, because that applies sideways pressure, and it can actually push the shot to the right if you're right-handed.
Okay. So
if you have shots high, that means you're pulling the trigger before it has time to come back down out of recoil. So you can deal with that one of two, two ways. Either you can wait until it comes back down out of recoil, or you can use that leverage I was talking about so it doesn't recoil as high and you don't have to wait as long. The other thing is, if you have a lot of tension in your shoulders, you might be sending shots low. If you have too much finger on the trigger, you might be pulling shots right. If you don't have enough, you might be pushing shots left. If you're applying pressure with your thumbs to the side of the gun, you might be pushing shots right. There are a lot of different things that go on. And it affects the way the gun recoils as well. The gun can recoil in a figure eight up to the about 2 o'clock and back down again if you're applying pressure with your thumbs.
Okay. Well, I mean, that in and of itself, I could see where that we could do another class right there. That could be another class altogether where you're where we're like doing a lot like a FaceTime call, and you'd have to have a surrogate there so when I messed up that they could you know, strike me, you know, like with a cane or something. Just to, you know, because you're a taskmaster. I know you're a taskmaster, but anyway. This is interesting. I have never thought of this, about where your eyes go when you shoot.
I think you'd get it pretty quickly.
I might, but I mean, it would be interesting just to take it, just to study it and everything. That's when you when this all slows down and everything. When you come to the Southeast, you're going to have to let me know. Yeah, I'll find a way to get there.
And I can call your names in person.
You can. You can. I'll bring you a cane and you can strike me with it, you know, and the shins. That's very painful to get a shin strike. So, yeah, you can do all that. We can do all that. Before we run out of time, the website is?
180firearmstraining.com.
And the new book is called?
Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports by Keita Bussey on Amazon.
There you go. All right. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Bill. Talk
yes,
to you
ma'am.
Later.
All right.
Okay.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.